Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids, written and read by Jamie Ricks.
The New Nanny. There is a family living in South London that has the collective intelligence of a dead ant. Mr. Frightfully Busy spends all his time at the office and wears nasty pink ties to work. Mrs. Frightfully Busy helps out in a gift shop in the King's Road. She flits around the shelves all day doing absolutely nothing, trying to avoid serving any customers. Their children are called Tristram and Candy. They hardly know their parents because their parents are never at home, and they spend most of their days being completely unpleasant to their long-suffering nanny. Mrs. Mack is 63 years old and was Mrs. Frightfully Busy's nanny when Mrs. Frightfully Busy was a child. Now Mrs. Mack has to look after Tristram and Candy, which is no easy task. In the morning, when Mrs. Mack dresses the children, they lay traps for her by hanging their duvets over the door. Once she's entangled in their quilts, the children leap off the top bunk, tie her up with string, and threaten to push her out of the window. When she cooks their lunch, they put the bits they don't want onto her chair so that when Mrs. Mack sits down, she gets fish fingers all over her bottom. At bath time, they pretend to be asleep in the water. When she leans forward to wake them, they spit water in her face. When it's time for bed, they call her names, hide in the airing cupboard, switch on the telly, refuse to brush their teeth, pretend they're ill, find an interesting book that they want her to read, and run to their mummy and daddy to tell lies about how badly Mrs. Mack looks after them. The worst thing is that their parents always believe their lies because in their eyes, Tristram and Candy can do no wrong. One day, Tristram and Candy went too far.
"Mrs. Mack beat us today,"
they lied to their parents. Mrs. Frightfully Busy looked up from her martini.
"She beat my precious little angels."
"Yes," said Candy, "so hard that I cried."
"Oh, that's not on," said Mr. Frightfully Busy. "Remind me to tell Mrs. Mack never to do it again."
"I think so too," added Mrs. Frightfully Busy. "Now run along, children. Mummy and Daddy want a little peace and quiet." "She beat us with your golf clubs, Daddy."
"My golf clubs?"
Mr. Frightfully Busy was out of his chair in a flash.
"Did she break them?"
"Oh, yes,"
whimpered Tristram, who was a very good actor.
"Across the back of my legs.
Those golf clubs cost me a fortune,"
he shouted as he stormed out of the room. Then they heard him bellow from the foot of the stairs.
"Mrs. Mack, you're fired. Pack your bags and get out of this house at once."
Poor old Mrs. Mack. She had worked for the family for 40 years, and now she was being thrown out because of one malicious, spiteful, childish lie. The next day, Mrs. Frightfully Busy was in a panic. There was nobody to look after her children, and she certainly wasn't going to do it. She looked in the telephone directory under Nanny. All the agencies seemed to be exactly the same, all except one. Animal Magic, it read. We provide nannies to suit all children. No child too difficult to handle. Mrs. Frightfully Busy phoned them up.
Oh, they are the most adorable little children you could ever wish to meet, she said to the voice at the other end of the phone. Dear sweet Tristram is so kind and gentle, and Candy is really no trouble at all. I hardly know she's there sometimes.
There'll be somebody around in half an hour, said the voice.
And Mrs. Frightfully Busy heaved an enormous sigh of relief. Half an hour later, there was a ring at the door.
Oh, come and meet your new nanny,
Mrs. Frightfully Busy shouted to Tristram and Candy as she opened the front door. There was nobody there.
Down here,
hissed a voice on the front path. Mrs. Frightfully Busy looked down.
Animal Magic Nannies at your service,
added the 35-foot python as it slithered across the doormat and into the hall.